For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. The St. Louis office of the FBI is warning people to be careful of internet scammers looking to capitalize on the fear and confusion surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. As Rachel Lippman reports, the Federal Bureau of Investigation says the schemes are adaptations of familiar tricks.
Mark Dargis is the assistant special agent in charge of national security and cyber programs at the St. Louis field office. He says cyber criminals are sending emails telling people to provide personal information in order to get their stimulus checks faster. Others are pitching bogus treatments for COVID-19. Dargis says people need to remember the government will not ask for personal information via email. He encourages people to type web addresses into their computer manually rather than clicking on a link.
And make sure that you're typing in a .gov email address. That's the U.S. government's suffix for, official websites.
Dargis says schemes can be reported to the Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A student and teacher in Kirksville are using 3D printing to supply healthcare facilities in the area with face shields amid the coronavirus outbreak. The shields are to be worn over the N95 masks that healthcare workers usually wear. Social distancing guidelines have caused many Missouri businesses to shut their doors. Cassidy Arena has more on how lawmakers are looking to make sure closures are temporary.
The Paycheck Protection Program is meant to keep small businesses from collapsing. According to 4th District U.S. Representative Vicki Hartzler, who voted in favor of the federal bill, it would pay employee wages and any other expenses to keep doors from closing forever. To qualify for the economic relief loan, the business must have fewer than 500 employees or be a nonprofit.
But most businesses, I think, in Missouri, certainly in the 4th District, would qualify for this and really should take advantage of this wonderful program to help during this time of crisis.
The overall amount of federal funding Missouri gets will ultimately depend on how many businesses and individuals apply for the economic relief program. I'm Cassidy Arena.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Missouri surpassed 1,000, and the state's death toll rose to 13. State health officials said as of Monday afternoon, 1,031 coronavirus cases have been confirmed. Governor Mike Parson also said yesterday his administration plans to extend a ban on gatherings of more than 10 people. The current ban is set to expire April 6th. Parson says it will be extended, but he's not sure for how long yet. He says he expects the coronavirus pandemic to continue in Missouri for at least another 2 to 3 months. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.